Time now for StoryCorps. 60 years ago, civil rights groups organized summer schools for African-American kids across Mississippi. These freedom schools were held in churches, barns, and backyards. They covered everything from poetry to voting rights. Today, we hear from six freedom school students, now in their 70s.
My regular classes, you never was allowed to just express yourself. I could never have gone to my English class in school and said that I saw the KKK ride down the street with the hoods on, trying to run my little brother off the highway.
Yeah. And you know, Dad had a third grade education. He couldn't read and write, but he could listen.
Yeah.
It gave him joy to see us learning. He was very receptive to whatever I wanted to tell him. Sometimes it might be a poem. I remember they was doing this play called Waiting for Godot. And he told me, who is this Godot fella? I said, I don't know, but it sounds like it's fun.
That was the first time we really interacted with white people. We had never seen white folks that were caring for us. Mm-hmm. Because every white person we saw wasn't putting out a hand.
Friendly.
They would get back, boy, get off the sidewalk.
Right. And my mom worked in Caucasian homes. She cleaned and she cooked. They get her and bring her back home. And when I'd run out there to meet her, she'd be saying, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. And it just irritated me. Why are you doing that? She's younger than you. But at Freedom School, the teacher would say, you don't have to say yes, sir, to me. You don't have to do that. My name is Dick. Don't do that.
It was like a turning point for us.
That's right. There was a spirit about the Freedom Schools that was just palpable.
Right. They wanted to desegregate places like the zoo and the library.
Yeah. Those are the things we were concerned about, being able to sit downstairs at the Sanger Theater and have access to all that candy. I remember we generated some courage after Freedom School one day. We decided white water fountain, colored water fountain, we were going to deal with that.
Okay.
So we posted lookouts. We all went and drank from that cool white water fountain. We just filled ourselves up, knowing that it could be dangerous. We were thinking that we have rights, but we knew that those rights were being violated. And that water tasted so sweet. It was so cool. Riding home, we were just proud of ourselves. Freedom School so emboldened us and gave us a sense of what was possible.
That was Don Denard, Glenda Funches, Deborah Carr, Stephanie Hose, Teresa Clark Banks, and Julia Clark Ward. They all spoke with StoryCorps in Hattiesburg, Mississippi.